is that 17 years of doing this, it never gets old, though. I have so much fun, and my guys really worked hard going through every movie and television show, and we found some amazing and wild and crazy moments in nudity this year, so I'm very happy to share it with you guys.
What are some of your
best?
Can't
wait.
Well, I think you guys, I know every year you guys wait for the, you want to know who has the best camel toe. And the winner this year is Kate Hudson in Rock the Casbah, which is a movie she did with Bill Murray. And this movie did not get good reviews. It did pretty crappy at the box office. But there was one redeeming moment. Now, if you were watching this at normal speed, you guys probably would have missed this. But my crack staff at the Mr. Skin Labs caught an amazing camel toe from Kate Hudson. So we're really proud of this one, and I want to make sure you guys see it.
What are you employing, eagles over there? I mean, you have to have some sharp eyes to catch that one. I'm looking at this.
No, you have to be, but I was very proud of that. It's great, and she's beautiful, by the way. So,
of course.
Also, every year we do a nude comer of the year, and this is someone who wasn't on our radar, but then does a nude scene and becomes, you know, front and center, very popular at our website. And the winner this year, nude comer, was hands down, no pun intended, easy choice, was Chanel Iman in Dope. She's a beautiful part. I think she's half black. She's very exotic. She's also a Victoria's Secret model and now a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. But wow, what an incredible nude scene she did in this movie, Dope, which came out in theaters last June. Really great stuff.
Hey, why don't you talk to me? Would you say that Sarah Silverman had a lot of competition to win the Best Sex with a Teddy Bear Award?
Yeah, as you can imagine. I mean, we had so many movies this year where this happened. It was very difficult to choose which one. But, no, Sarah Silverman won Best Sex with a Teddy Bear for a movie called I Smile Back. She actually got very good reviews for this movie. She plays a suburban mom who's pretty screwed up. She's on prescription drugs. She cheats on her husband with his best friend and has this moment with the teddy bear. But to her credit, over the weekend, Sarah Silverman actually put together an acceptance speech, and it was very funny and very cool, and I just thought it was really neat that she had a sense of humor about it. But I think the teddy bear in Ted is the only one upset that Sarah Silverman
won.
So she put together an acceptance speech and put it where? She put it on Twitter or something?
Yeah, she posted it and sent it to us, so it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, look, you've arrived, Skin. It's taken 17 years, but you've arrived.
Well, we have 44 total categories, which are all at the front page of our website. And four of the actresses, Sarah Silverman with an acceptance speech and three others on Twitter, were really psyched and acknowledged it, so I thought that was really cool.
That's awesome.
That's great. Yeah. And you know what? In Sarah Silverman's defense, she gets good reviews in almost every movie she's in at this point. I just wish she'd get off Twitter being all righteous and whatnot.
Yeah, she has a lot to say on Twitter, but she is getting good reviews. She's turned into a pretty good actress. And you know, it's weird, too, when you have never done a nude scene and then you start doing nudity in your 40s. Like, she's been naked now three different times in her 40s, and that's pretty
rare.
Wild. Yeah, normally you do your nude scenes when you're in your 20s or 30s.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to the good stuff. Best nipples, Skin. Who's got
very
them?
Very important. Lena Headey and Zipper. Now, you guys know Lena Headey because she plays Cersei Lannister on Game of Thrones.
Oh, right.
And, she did that walk of shame at the end of season 5. And the big complaint was that was CGI. It wasn't her. They used Rebecca Van Cleave and then later put her head onto the body. So for all you people that were bummed out about Lena Headey not doing the nude scene, please check her out in Zipper, and you'll see why she's so niptastic and winner of our best nipples.
Best breasts. Overall breasts. More than just the nipple, Skin. Best breasts.
Yeah, well, this one is an actress named Joey Fisher in a movie called Anarchy Parlor. And if you look at this, she's obviously not a big celebrity. She was a page three model in the UK. Not really popular, but sometimes breasts just rule the day, and we kept going back to these breasts and saying, you know what, we did not see a celebrity or a movie or television show where someone had better breasts than Joey Fisher in Anarchy Parlor. And by the way, guys, according to Boobpedia, she's a 32H natural, so you definitely want to check these out. And really outstanding breasts from Joey Fisher in Anarchy parlor.
And while we're talking about, again, another category where I can assume there wasn't a whole hell of a lot of competition, best jumpstart jugs. Can you explain,
yeah,
sir?
This was great. The great show Shameless on Showtime. Emily Bergel is a actress on the show, and there was a fantasy scene where the kids from the family were torturing her, and she's strapped into a chair, and they get out the car battery, and they actually attach the jumper cables to her nips and then give her a zap. It was a very funny scene.
Such a messed up
show. I had
show.
Not seen this in a movie or TV show, and we had to give an award, but we didn't know what to call it. But our guys came up with best jumpstart jugs, and a great moment on Showtime this year.
Nice. I hope you're handing out bonuses around the Skin Studios over there.
Yeah, there's bonuses.
Yeah.
So.
And while we're talking about the silly, how about best nude and tasered?
Yeah, that was a strange one. It was Leslie Bibb and Salem Rogers, and Amazon put this movie out, a pilot for a TV series, which didn't get picked up, so they only did a pilot. It starred Leslie Bibb as a kind of a down-and-out model. She's an older model. She's not doing as well anymore, and she gets into this fashion show somehow, and someone steals her clothes, but the show must go on, so she walks out on the catwalk, and everyone's offended and angry. She looks incredible, by the way, naked on the stage, but then security wants her off, and some like mall cop comes and gives her the zap with the taser, and she goes flying into the crowd. So really an amazing nude scene. Leslie Bibb and Salem Rogers are best nude and tasered.
And finally, how about best nude debut? Who's getting for the first time Tata's award?
Our best celebrity nude debut was you mean the celebrity?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That was Kristen Wiig in Welcome to Me. And, you know, it's funny. An actress usually doesn't, you know, we know her from SNL and Bridesmaids and stuff, so we were waiting for her to do a nude scene, but you usually don't make your first nude scene walking completely naked in front of a crowd of people.
Right.
To a casino. And by the way, when you see her nude, you'll think that was the Harrah's Casino. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it was just like, nobody thought she would go full frontal in front of a bunch of people for her first nude scene. But we were really happy, and that won our celebrity nude debut.
Takes a lot of guts.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate it. If you like what you've been hearing on the radio with Mr. Skin, but you just need more, like the best pube tweeze or the best double-pressed hams.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know,
44 total.
Or
44.
Or the best nude hail titler pose. Just go to Mr. or the best naked piggyback. All this and more is at MrSkin.com, right on the homepage, right?
It's crazy, and it's all for free right on the front page.
How could you
website.
Not?
And our guys did work hard on this. It's a lot of fun, so check it out.
Best backbend BJ. Look at this. I mean, I'm floored, to be honest with you.
Hey, Skin, thanks.
Gotta,
sounds great.
By the way, you got to watch the video of that one, too. It's pretty incredible.
Skin, another great Anatomy Awards. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, see you later.
Later, buddy.
All right, bye, guys.